UConn women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma is among the four finalists for the Naismith Coach of the Year Award. So is Courtney Banghart, who coaches the women's team at Princeton. Coach Banghart is also on Fortune's list of the world's 50 greatest leaders, where she is joined by Bill and Melinda Gates and Pope Francis, among others. Gino didn't make the cut. Courtney Banghart, congratulations and welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be on. Thank you.
You led the Princeton women's basketball team to a perfect 30-0 regular season. Why was perfect deemed only good enough for a number 8 seed once it came time for the tournament?
I'm not sure. You know, I said in one of my press conferences that, you know, my second career is probably not going to be in bracketology because I clearly, although pretty well educated, I don't understand how it all works. Because I would have thought that we warranted a little bit different of a seed. But having said that, I have such great respect for and admiration for our players and how they handled it and how they approached their work without any sort of bad feeling and just got ready to play the game.
Your team fell in the second round to top-seeded Maryland, but in the first round you played Green Bay, a team that also had a great season, and they were only given a number 9 seed. Is there a problem with the way the NCAA selection committee seeds mid-majors in the women's tournament?
My hope is that this year really does force the NCAA to think sorely about the mid-major scenario, because scheduling, they keep saying, is an important piece of that. And scheduling is a difficult thing because you're only one half of that scheduling battery.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need the other opponent to be prepared to play you. And Green Bay and Princeton suffer from the same problem, and that's that we're having a tough time scheduling games.
Well, tell me a little bit about that problem that you share with Green Bay. You try to schedule games outside the conference against good teams so that, your team will get better. Why is that a problem? Why is it so difficult?
In the power conferences, their conferences are so tough, so they're trying to, pad their records, and so they're not really looking for additional top 25 caliber teams in the non-conference.
Mm.
And so it's hard as a mid-major, it just is. And, I think the success that 4 or 5 of the mid-majors have had this year are going to really challenge the thinking and try to think critically about how to grow the game.
Is it a matter of if you're a top team, a top 10 team, you say, we have nothing to gain by beating Princeton and everything to lose if they beat us?
Yeah, I think especially outside of actually the top 10, I think if you're looking at 10 to 30, in that range, I think people look at it like, yeah, there's just not enough to gain and there's a lot to lose, which I actually don't agree with because, Princeton, let's take Princeton, we've won, and Green Bay, they've won over 20 games each of the last 6 years, both teams. So a loss to a 20-game winning team is never a bad loss, regardless of who they are. So I don't understand it as much, but I also respect that every coach is trying to do what's right for them, and I don't try to pretend to know their challenges. But, as I look at the NCAA, it's a little bit easier to sort of say to the NCAA what's going on here, because the goal is to grow the game. And it's harder to do that if we do on the men's side. The best underclassmen are often going into the pros.
Right.
You have experienced mid-majors against inexperienced BCS teams. So therein lies your parity in a tournament. I thought this year was a little bit of a unique, hopefully an anomaly, and hopefully something that forces the committee to think critically further moving forward.
After this conversation, I can't wait to see where your team is seated next year.
Well, let's get there first. But yeah, I agree. I think if we're gonna do our best again. We certainly didn't expect a 30-0 year, but we expected to have success, and we expect to have success again next year, and hope it gives us a good seed.
Courtney Banghart led the Princeton women's basketball team to a perfect 30-0 regular season, and then they beat Green Bay in round 1 of the NCAA tournament. Coach, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.